Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com. RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 90 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit us at www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 16th of September, 2013. The title is Maintenance Progress with a question mark. This past Tuesday, I had the pleasure of being the keynote speaker at IDCON's 25th Anniversary Pulp and Paper Reliability and Maintenance Conference. The title of my talk was Maintenance, the Last Frontier. I opened with a review of all the progress we've made in machinery, design, and controls in my career thus far. I compared us to agriculture, where John Deere now sells a corn planter that will plant 1,280 acres per day. For your farmers, that's 2 square miles. Then I went to the maintenance side. I pointed out that while your storeroom has grown in real dollar value in the past 40 years, your local agricultural implement dealer's parts inventory has shrunk by nearly two-thirds in the same time frame. All the while, he gives overall better parts service than he did back in 1970. There are other points of concern, too. While we have developed and acquired all sorts of gadgets and techniques to improve maintenance, primarily by reducing downtime, especially emergency downtime, we still haven't done all that well. The problem is this. When we are down, the scene does not look or seem much different than it did 40 years ago. There are still lots of people standing around, some turning wrenches, some with their heads stuck in control cabinets. The reality is that mill down days that I observe in the current times look little different than they did in the 70s. There is still a lackadaisical attitude and lots of strolling about. Compare this to the pit crews at an automobile race. First, let me quickly say they are taking some safety risks we don't dare take. But let's look at the similarities. They are working in hot, sometimes very hot conditions, just like a paper mill. They are working in noisy conditions. Actually, our noise level goes down during a down day. Most importantly, they are motivated to get the task at hand done now. I have yet to be at a paper machine where there is a large clock on the wall counting down the time. Seldom do I see postmortems on specific tasks on down days coupled with a session to determine how a task can be done simpler and better in the future. And then there is the slow stroll to examine something, say a gearbox, opened up on a maintenance day and then, not before, checking to see if parts are available to fix it. Race car teams do not tolerate this kind of behavior. Farmers in planting and harvesting seasons do not tolerate this kind of behavior. Why do we? If you tell me, well, we are in a declining grade and don't need all the production time anyway, my quick and sharp retort will be, loser. Everything in your mill should be done first safely, but second with a strong sense of urgency. Examine your downtime. Are you accepting the ways of the past, or are you intolerant of every wasted minute? This can set the tone for everything you do in your mill. What do you think? Please take our weekly quiz online. For safety this week, never de-emphasize safety, but never let it be used as an excuse for poor performance either. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papa Ritalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.